I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1900. That was the day the members of the Granite Cutters National Union walked out on strike. Their demands were improved wages and the 8-hour day. The leader of the strike was James Duncan, a Scottish granite cutter. Duncan had been elected Granite Cutter President in 1885. He was one of the founders of the American Federation of Labor. He served on the AFL's executive committee and was a close personal advisor of AFL President Samuel Gompers. Most of the granite cutters were located in cities on the East Coast. The union's first local was founded in Maine in 1877. Like many skilled trade unions of its day, under Duncan's leadership, the organization did not welcome black members. Duncan actively encouraged employers in the South to hire only white granite cutters. The strike of 1900 lasted until mid-May. It ended with a victory for the union, including the 8-hour workday for every local of granite cutters. Because their skills were often in high demand, tradecraft unions were sometimes able to win concessions from employers on matters of wages, hours, and working conditions. These victories by skilled craftsmen helped pave the way for the 8-hour workday to become the standard workday for all working people in the United States. The union also won a minimum wage standard and grievance procedure. In 1905, the Granite Cutters changed their name to the Granite Cutters International Union. During the 20th century, changes in technology changed the labor of granite cutting. Machines reduced the number of workers. In the 1920s, the union had more than 10,000 members. But by the late 1970s, it had dropped to less than 4,000 members. Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and the Rick Smith Show.